The Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly decided Monday evening to back off its long-standing endorsement of a bridge to Gravina Island and instead opted to support improved ferry service. KRBD's Layla Carey has the details.
In a 5-2 vote, the Assembly directed Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst to submit comments to the State Department of Transportation endorsing Alternative G4, which calls for new ferry ramps and improved facilities next to the existing ferry terminals. Assembly members also asked Bockhorst to prepare a resolution mirroring those comments and ask the state to extend the comment period. DOT is accepting comments through August 13th on the Gravina Access Project's Supplemental Environmental Impact Study, which was released last month. The options include two bridge designs and four ferry plans. During the Assembly's public comment, Don Westland detailed problems he sees with the proposed bridge alternative F3, which calls for two spans, a low bridge from just south of city limits to Pennock Island, and then a high bridge from Pennock to Gravina. Westland says the West Channel, which would have the high bridge, is not suitable for large ships because of reefs, areas with shallow draft, and other obstacles. He says the second proposed bridge alternative, C-3-4, would create possible airspace conflicts.
On marginal days, they said if the bridge is in the airspace, you wouldn't have a plane landing, and we have a lot of marginal days.
Westland says DOT needs to have another public hearing in Ketchikan and not in the summertime when everyone's busy. He also wonders why the idea of an underwater tube was not explored. Later, Assemblymember Mike Painter started the Assembly discussion of the issue. He says it's unlikely that Ketchikan will ever get a bridge.
Uncle Ted is no longer with us. Governor Frank is no longer in office. Our best time for hard link access to Gravina has came and gone. It did get started. We did get the Gravina Highway, and it looked like it was going to happen. But politics, as they may be, the moon and the stars are no longer in alignment.
Painter says he'd like to see a better ferry system with redundancy built in case of equipment failure. He adds that an endowment fund to help pay for maintenance and operations of the ferries would make sense. Mayor Dave Kiefer says he's worried that if the state doesn't set aside money for operations, it will give Ketchikan ferries and then make the community pay for operations, maintenance, and long-term replacement.
We're going to be in a situation where we're going to literally, probably not us, but probably a future assembly in 5 or 6 years, of handing the airport back. And if that's what we want to do, that's fine. But otherwise, we're going to be stuck with expensive, shiny new toys that we won't never leave the dock.
Assemblymember Bill Rotecki participated by phone. He notes that if the Assembly endorsed a bridge, nothing would happen because the money is no longer there to pay for it. He says that accepting a ferry alternative would at least improve the current service, and he's willing to give the airport back to the state if it refuses to adequately fund that service. The Ketchikan City Council last week also voted in favor of ferry alternative G4 rather than either of the bridge options, citing concerns over how the proposed bridges would affect cruise ship traffic. That concern came up at the Assembly meeting as well. Assemblymember Todd Phillips spoke against endorsing ferries over bridges. He notes that cruise ships go away and bridges don't. While he's not saying the cruise industry will dry up in Ketchikan, he says it's possible, and if that happens, Ketchikan needs a better way to develop Gravina Island. Phillips and Assemblymember Glenn Thompson cast the two votes against sending a letter to DOT endorsing ferry alternative G4. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.